Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I just want to let you know that our increase in, orders from our store have increased. And if you guys are looking to do something to make a statement, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have comic books, my testimonial. I had Danny Bulinati, who just recently passed away from, the shot. And interestingly enough, he did that. He worked for Marvel and DC Comics. We also have my War series, which aired in 42 weeks across the United States of America. Then we got some brand new shirts, such as I Prefer Dangerous Freedom Over Peaceful Slavery. In the list goes on. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. And also consider, please do, supporting the ministry and keeping us out there doing what we're doing, friends, because we rely upon the people to keep us out there. We are not sponsor supported, just so you know that. This is a ministry, and we appreciate your support. Do consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Do become a son or daughter of liberty. And do consider this, friends, because, again, we appreciate it. And we, if you want to know who we are and you want to check out the fruit of the ministry, John 15:8, this is how Jesus is glorified. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you will find all that you need to know over there and listen to others and what it is that others have to say about the ministry, because I'm the last one to tell you what they say. Let them tell you. sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, just like the pandemic and just like the voter fraud that's taking place today, the last thing that you want to do is let this go. Because if you let it go, it's going to happen again, and it's going to get worse, as it is getting worse and worse and worse. I wanted to give you some brand new information as to what's taking place now in a definitely a conservative state. And it matters not, folks, because we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. All of the United States is ruled by law, not by unconstitutional two-party system that has been set up to divide the American people one against another, Mark 325. No, that's not what it's about. Let me show you you what's going on in Maricopa in Arizona even now, so you can see for yourself the truth of the matter as the mainstream media and big tech continuously censor the speech of the American people trying to get the information out to you as to what in fact is really happening.
On November 8th at the El Dorado Park Community Center in Scottsdale from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. I attest to the following observations that day during my shift. The day started off with high volume of voters and drop-offs without tabulator issues. Between 6 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., we had 460 live voters and 397 drop-offs. Lines started at 30 minutes, then moved to 45 minutes, and by noon, wait times were well over an hour to an hour and a half. Tabulator voter suppression issues started shortly after a county technician arrived to check our equipment. Starting at 11:30, we started experiencing issues with tabulators not accepting voters' ballots. These voters were instructed to re-enter their ballots four different ways in the original tabulator, then if all failed, to do the same thing in the second tabulator, then if failed again, go back to the first tabulator and try again. If all 12 attempts failed, they were given the choice of spoiling their ballot, having another printed, fill out their ballot again, and try submitting the tabulators again.
Sabotage.
A 30-plus minute process on top of waiting in line for an hour plus, or placing their ballot in drawer number three.
Fatiguing.
Between 11:30 and noon, approximately 10% of the ballots were failing. Between noon and 12:30, approximately 20% of the ballots were failing. Between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, 4 of every 7 ballots were failing. I'll never forget the look on these affected voters' faces. They were in disbelief that our system of voting was failing them in mass, and on the most important election day of the 22 cycle. In the 42 years I have been voting, 99% of which was in person, I have never experienced such chaos, confusion, and voter suppression.
Okay, so again, folks, just to remind you, you are in dangerous times. The bad guys are sabotaging the vote. They are fatiguing the people in hopes of deterring them from voting. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. We have others like J.D. Rucker's show. Elections were stolen. They were. And he said, do not let them gaslight you into thinking otherwise. And that is the very purpose I'm bringing this to you once again. I want to show you another individual. This is in Arizona as well. I'll just play a short stretch of this so you can see what's going on there, because it is happening in a big way.
My name is Steve Handelin. At 5:30 in the morning on November 11, I was number 9 in line at the Anthem Outlet Center for voting. At 6 when it opened, we were admitted. I got a ballot and I voted. And when I went to put it in the tabulator, to my great surprise, what I found was a line of 20 or more people waiting to put their ballots in the tabulator. One of the tabulators was broken, and the other tabulator kept rejecting everyone's votes. As a consequence, everyone who was outside of the voting area was not allowed in because there wasn't room for that many people. We were given a choice. They would take your ballot and put it in a box for later, or they would mark it as no good, and you could get a new ballot.
Do you see what's happening here, folks? They're controlling every facet of the vote. Every facet. You want the results? Guess what? You have to go to the mainstream media that you don't trust or believe to get the results. The tally of the votes. These are the foxes in the chicken coop. You see what's happening. They're sabotaging, and not only that, but they're fatiguing people into compliance. We have another one, and I'm not going to play this, but Tim Brown posted this 2 days ago. Evidence captured in real time of poll pads adding hundreds of voters as polls are closed. Again, friends, just reminding you that this is not going to go away. And those people that are behind all of this, they need to be accountable for their crimes against we the people. We have another guy coming forward. Daniel Greenfield, a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, who came forward and said Arizona elections will be much worse next time around if the crimes aren't taken seriously. Now, folks, I just want to say this for the record. The illusion is there is going to be a next time. Guess what? There may not be a next time until or unless the American people send the message that they're not going to put up with these crimes in any sense of the word. Folks, it's happening now in America, not a third world country. Get busy. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so should we just listen to the professors that are telling us, regardless of who they are, that we're supposed to just sit back and take the results, regardless if they're true or not? Put that in the light of and in stark contrast to the fact that voter fraud has been exposed thousands of times every cycle. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. And it goes on because the people in this country are letting the bad guys away with the crimes that they're committing. You all the well know that the American people are not voting these criminals or reelecting these criminals back into incumbency. You know they're not being reelected or newly elected. I mean, folks, I can go down the whole list and say, you've got to be kidding me. You're trying to convince me that the people of this state or this city voted this person in? You are absolutely out of your mind. Remember again what that of Roosevelt said back in the 30s concerning the President of the United States of America. He said, presidents aren't elected. He said, they're selected. If this was going on in the 30s, what do you think might be happening today in your country? Here, let me ask you another question. Should we just follow the lead? concerning the mainstream media and the narrative that they're attempting to set by suppressing free speech? I mean, is anybody paying attention that big tech companies are censoring free speech? Did you hear just a couple days ago, friends, when I highlighted the DHS is now censoring speech concerning those that are opposing the election results? The DHS. That was created, that unconstitutional agency was created after September 11, 2001. Do you see what is happening? They're driving the narrative. They're suppressing free speech. They're getting more emboldened. Here, let me put this into perspective again for the new listeners. Less than 1.7% of the population is responsible for the crimes that are being committed against the 329.5 million people. It's the media driving the psychological warfare and the narrative through what? Cause the enemy, that's me and you, to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. No, there is not. No, there is not. And again, this is perfect judgment upon a people that fail to take heed to the commandments of the Most High God. Listen to this. Now, therefore, hearken. Listen carefully, O Israel, children of God, unto the statutes, okay, how to deal with criminals, and unto the judgments, okay, upon the heads of the wicked, which I teach you for to do them that you may live, and go in and possess. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. Guess what? They've already been driven out. But if you go to that of Joshua chapter 22, you see that they had to keep the commandments to drive out the wicked, and once they possessed the land, they were still to maintain the law to keep the wicked out. Okay? I'm on Deuteronomy chapter 4. And the Bible says, and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Is that what happened over 250 years ago? Absolutely, through our forefathers. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Hey folks, there is no obligation. There is no dissolution. There is no doing away with this law in the New Testament. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came not to destroy, but to fulfill, he said in Matthew 5. Okay? Then the Lord said in verse 3, Deuteronomy 4, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the false god, the Lord thy God has destroyed them from among you. But you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. This is where the American people are failing. Okay, and I'm not going to go down the road of all of those that call themselves Christians that can't name three of the Ten Commandments. You know, when the Lord said, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven, that means to establish his kingdom on this earth. And the way that you do that, and you look at who we are through common law, the Lord did that a long time ago through our forefathers. And when I look at these scriptures, I think to myself, wait a second, the statutes are what we find in the Torah as to how to deal with those that commit the crime. That is out of sight and out of mind concerning the American people. And then what we have right after that, I have taught you statutes and judgments, how to bring about the enforcement of the law unto execution, which is found in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. Okay? And they're all supposed to enforce the law. And when you read the preamble, the very first thing it talks about, folks, once again, is the establishing of justice. And I think of James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America. They call him the father of the Constitution. The whole purpose of our government was to establish the system of government upon judgment. And we don't have that in play anymore. Why? Because the American church and the American people have failed to keep the Lord's statutes and his judgments. And why is that? Because they don't even know what his law says. And what is the fruit of that? Here, let me show you the next thing I want to highlight right here. Did you see this? Biological male wins Miss America and New Hampshire teen beauty pageant. Is this the sickest thing you've ever seen? Hey, folks, those that are behind the scenes operating through corrupt politicians, they're showing you who they are. They're showing you who their master is. They're showing you what this is aimed at. They're showing you that there's no lines when you're dealing with the minions of hell. John 8:44. I want you to see this. This is a man who just won Miss Teen in New Hampshire. Can't make it up.
Can we get to the good part?
And notice no one's clapping except one lady. This is all bought and paid for. This is all bought and paid for. Biological male wins Miss America in New Hampshire teen beauty pageant. Hey, folks, don't tell me that this isn't aimed at your kids. For those that have been listening to me for 17 years on the radio, don't tell me I didn't warn you 1,000 times concerning the fact that the sodomites have no lines. They're at war with God. They're at war with life itself. They're at war with anybody that stands up for right. That's the fruit of a sodomite. And by the way, when you read the book of Kings, chapter 15, verse 12, it says, "And the kings took away the sodomites out of the land." Sodomy in the United States of America is illegal. And when I say that there's no lines, look what they're pushing this to. Hey, guys, remember when I said that the whole gay agenda is aimed at the children? I mean, it's their slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. Remember how I was called a bigot and I was called a hater? And remember MSNBC and New York Times and CNN, they all came after me together to their own demise? Remember how they all called me a liar? Well, was I telling you the truth? Absolutely I was telling you the truth, because I held to the Word of God that condemns this activity. And so does American law. But see, the American people, if they forget they're the law, this is what's going to happen. When they leave off their God wickedly, this is the fruit that's going to be born. And it's now went from sodomy, laying for the children. That truth has been now made manifest, right? Luke 12:2. Now we have men dressing up as women, winning pageantries. Youth, Miss America, the list goes on. I'm here to remind you, friends, that this is all an exhibition of who these people are behind the criminal politicians that you tolerate. If you want this to stop, then you deal with the corrupt criminal politicians that are promoting this activity. This is illegal in the United States of America. I checked out state code when I seen this, because I wanted to back it up with law and just to show the people that it's not enough to make fun of these people. No, they're mentally ill. They need to be held accountable. These are crimes against nature. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7. The list goes on, and it goes on for 29 other scriptures that condemn this sort of activity, as does our state statutes, which call them crimes against nature, and that's exactly what they are. Instead of being in prison, now they're being celebrated. But the question is, who are they being celebrated by? Not the majority of the American people. No, not even close. There was one lady in this room clapping for this man. That's how mentally distorted she was. Romans 1:24. She's a reprobate. They have the inability to judge rightly. But common sense comes into play, doesn't it? What is this all aimed at? To create an arbitrary government. How are the corrupt judges voting in favor as they play the activist, as they illegally legislate from the bench? What are they doing? They're voting in favor of this sort of activity. Why? Because they're creating a Europeanized version of arbitrary despotism and government. And it's not good, America, for anybody. Just ask the people in Europe. It's not good for them at all. It's time to lawfully put your foot down on all of this. By the way, Section 609.735 condemns this activity, and I guarantee so does your state law. Check out your state law.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to make an announcement from his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Tuesday night. The former president is expected to announce he's running for president in 2024. Virginia's governor is making an announcement to honor the shooting victims at the University of Virginia.
All flags in Virginia were lowered to half staff on Tuesday after what the governor called a horrific tragedy. A University of Virginia student is accused of shooting five classmates on Sunday night in a parking garage. They were among 20 others on a bus returning from a field trip in Washington, D.C. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, a senior U.S. military official says Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
One point here. You heard about how Ukraine is responding to an unprovoked war. We already know the history of Zelensky. He's an actor turned president of that country. He's a sodomite. We played video for you, his gay videos. He played the piano with his male appendage. He's a Nazi. And this is, in fact, the same country that Joe Biden was busted committing the act of treason with before he mysteriously became the president of the United States of America. I just wanted to make clear that we're all on the same page. Do you realize that it's all going the same direction? All the big tech companies, all the searches, all the narratives that are being set, everybody in America, all on a global basis as well, are all being censored, but they just keep driving the narrative over the top of the voice of the American people. An unprovoked war. And I've laid this to your candor before, and I'm just making a point here. Hey, folks, how many countries ever raise money for us and give us support from their countries that the people raised concerning their taxes, then reallocated them to America? No, it's called distribution of wealth. That's what it is. They're stealing your money, and they're giving it to other countries to build up. Remember, friends, I got to remind you, Russia's calling for a new world order. America's calling for a new world order. The Pope's calling for a new world order. China's calling for a new world order. All of this that you see coming through the mainstream media are the clowns in the circus of politics. Don't you dare for one moment act as if we're at war with each other. And furthermore, if they want a war, because it's going to come sooner or later. It's going to come full circle sooner or later, friends. I mean, my whole entire life, I remember it was always some sort of cruel dictator we had to topple. For you new listeners, do you realize that we have 737 bases on foreign lands across the world? And when I look at the Constitution, I can't find any provision to establish a military base in foreign countries. No. They want the American people to get behind them so they can pass off some of your hard-earned dollars to give to their military-industrial complex buddies so they can go attack another country and take possession of it. They don't have constitutional authority in doing so, friends. Okay? But I want you to listen to this. This is the last surviving soldier of World War I. His name was Harry Patch. Listen carefully as to what he says, and then we'll get back on track. He said, "I felt then, as I feel now, that the politicians who took us to war, World War I, should have been given the guns and told to settle their differences themselves, instead of organizing nothing better than legalized mass murder." That's exactly what it is, folks. You know, my son wanted to be a Navy SEAL, and he still does at times. But we said the way things are going right now, you are not going to be put in a position to be a hitman for corrupt politicians. And nobody, and do check the fruit out on the branches of this ministry, honors the military more than this ministry does. In righteousness, not in unrighteousness. Just making clear. Okay, so let's get back to the next point that we want to make. You're being laughed at. You know, it's interesting because yesterday, if I could take a camera and walk around the studios and show you how many documentaries I've watched, you'd say to, oh my goodness, if I was to look at it the way I looked at Thomas Jefferson's library, I would look at it and say, man, I have a hard enough time just knowing that one book. How did he read all of those? And I guess someone would probably come in and may say the same thing to me. But I recollect it. I love to learn. I want the truth. I'm a truth digger. I'm a truth seeker. And if I want the truth, I'm going to have to dig for it because the Lord promised he would give it to me. Okay? And he is the truth. John 8:32. John 14:6. The list goes on. But I want to tell you, when we started doing a little background search on Bill Gates, and I want you to listen to this carefully, friends, because this applies to all of you. Just to show you the severity of times that we live in. We all know Bill Gates called for depopulation. We know this. It's a fact. I played the video 50 times over the last 3 years, literally. And the mainstream media is trying to censor anybody that shows you that video. That's why we uploaded it. And that's why we continuously replay it for you. Okay? The conspirators, the mainstream media, are covering for conspirators every day of the week in this country, as well as on a global basis. And they need to be held accountable for their crimes against the people. Okay, but this is what I want you to know. So we started to do a little homework on Bill Gates. In every single video that popped up, Bill Gates, it was favorable to Bill Gates, or it was there to defend Bill Gates. Did you hear what I said? Isn't it interesting how Bill Gates is a part of all of the shows that they have out there with fallen stars from Hollywood? Isn't it interesting how he just pops up all over the place and he's always put in a favorable light? That's a narrative, friends. That's a narrative. If I was Bill Gates, I'd be scared to death. If I was Anthony Fauci, I'd be scared to death. If I was anybody that promoted this agenda, this plandemic, I would be scared to death that the people sooner or later are going to get a hold of me. And you can rest assured they will. They will. But every single thing that I seen concerning Bill Gates, it was always favorable. Or it was there to defend him. Defend him from what? His crimes against the people. This is what I want to show you, because you're being laughed at. Does Bill Gates look like he's worried about anything? No, they never are until the people rise. They never are until the people rise. And I do a whole show on the history of tyrants. And most people didn't even know that those tyrants were dealt with by the very people that they oppressed. That is the history of mankind. You can only oppress a people for so long. But I want you to see this. I did this on September 20th. Insurance executive reported death rates among the working age are up 40%. I didn't say that. I didn't create that. But you know, it's interesting. I can't find that on a Google search. Thank God I got the links, and thank God I got the information that goes directly from the people that reported this. Let me say it again. Insurance executive, death rates among the working age up 40%. And then PBS gets involved and tries to divert the obvious. Okay? But this is on a massive scale. And it's happening in America today. Matter of fact, just 2 days ago, I believe it was, Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, just said that he's going to extend his unconstitutional emergency, it's always based on emergency, friends, his emergency executive orders concerning the COVID pandemic. He just extended them until April of 23. You know, again, America, if you want the resolve, here it is. Hey, Joe, where did you derive that authority from? Where did you receive that delegated authority? How are you assuming authority that was never given unto you by the people? See, but they know that you're not going to answer the question or ask the question. See, the way they get you off beat is they get you to ask the wrong question so they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. That's how it all works. I'll say it one more time. You're being laughed at by these people. They're pushing the agenda regardless of the facts. And again, keep in mind, all of the politicians like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Dre Gowdy, all those American appeasers that did nothing but drill big tech companies for censoring, remember this, not one thing was ever done concerning big tech companies. Nope. In fact, if you pull the curtain back, you'll understand those that were grilling are a part of the show as well. We call them the great American appeasers. They're appeasing the American people. There's no justice. Nope. Why? Because they're being protected by big tech company as well. They're being protected by the illegal censorship that's going on as well to keep them in a favorable light. See, this goes on until the people say no more. Here it is. Insurance executive, death rates up among working age 40%. Okay? Folks, you're being laughed at. Here's another one I want you to see as well. And this is brand new information. Okay? And it's going to be new information until the people put a stop so it never sticks its ugly head up again. The American people must cut the head off of this snake. And rest assured, it is a snake that is behind all of this. Look at this. EV reports 95% of corpses received the COVID-19 vaccination within 2 weeks of their deaths, according to funeral director. Hey, folks, as I said earlier, should we just act like this isn't really happening? Should we just sit back and act like so many others and just act like it will fix itself? I mean, after all, faith without works is dead, right? James 2:14-26. Or maybe we should just follow the narrative and act like it's never going to have anything to do with us again, only to find out on Judgment Day we're going to have to answer for what we left off, that which concerns our children. Isn't that something? Yep. Prepare to meet your God. Wow. That sounds like scripture to me. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, thinking of Revelation 21, starting in verse 5, 6, 7, and 8, to the end of the chapter. Yep. A lot of people they're excited. They can't wait to get out of here, only to face their judge for what they left off. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that crazy? Repent, America. Should we act as if this is not destroying the people in this country? Should we act as if these bodies are not being buried in silence? Because they are. Here, let me remind you again what the headline says. 95% of corpse right? Corpses receive the COVID-19 vaccination within 2 weeks of their death. Should we act like this isn't happening? The mainstream media wants you to believe that it's not happening. And how are they getting away with this? Censorship. You see that? Hey, folks, here, let me show you something really quick if you're on social media platforms. Do you see my account right here? See, it says account restricted. And I want you to see this because if you ask why it's restricted, they don't like me talking about justice. Okay? They don't want you to see the way to deal with the bad guys is to bring justice upon their heads. We have every right in the world to bring justice upon their heads. And I got stuck on a rant yesterday asking the question, where's the law enforcement to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, against the bad guys? Well, what do we see on the horizon? Well, we see them actually defending those that are killing off their own people. How does that make sense? Oh, it makes perfect sense. Numbers 32:23. Folks, we'll be right back. I got more to cover, and I want to let you know you're being laughed at.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is what's going to settle. I'm always on top of my game here, folks. It's not just during the show. Okay, so we're being told now Hobbs wins Arizona governor's race, flipping state for Dems. If you're not listening to me in Arizona right now, have you ever been to Arizona? Folks, it's totally conservative from top to bottom. I preached at the Supreme Court there. I've been in that state several times. We were a Tea Party favorite for years at Red Mountain. Don't tell me she won. But this is how it's going to stay if you allow these people to stay those results. Oh, did you see Travis Tritt? Going back to our topic, do you see how he had to cancel his tour? This is all brand new information, and what we're talking about right now is how the American people are being laughed at. People on a global basis are being laughed at by the bad guys. They got the politicians in their pocket, and they continue the genocide, and they're pushing forth this genocide regardless if people like it or not. And all of the information that I'm giving you right now is completely, for the most part, censored. And if that doesn't tell you they're responsible for the crimes that I'm highlighting right now, then you deserve what you get. It's that simple. Okay, so I took the time to tell you that insurance executive says that death rates are, concerning the working age, up 40%. Then I highlighted 95% of corpses received the COVID-19 vaccination within 2 weeks of their deaths, according to the funeral director, right? Well, one of the things that I caught on to this morning is that someone said Bruce Willis died. And I thought, well, that's kind of bizarre. And of course, my mind goes right to the obvious, what he died from. Okay, so what I did is I looked up Bruce Willis, and there was reports that he died. And I cross-checked this with Tim, the morning show host, and I said, hey, Tim, did you see this? And he said, whoa. And then he did a little due diligence and found out that it was satire. And I thought to myself, how sick can people be? If I was Bruce Willis, I'd sue those jokers. Because that's the only retribution. That's the only thing that we can revert to, Americans. It's suing people, regardless if it's for money or not. Setting a judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 26, verse 9, to let them know that we will not tolerate your crimes, just the way that our forefathers did in the colonies during the inception of this country. Okay, so going back to Bruce Willis, what did I find? I found... interestingly enough, folks, as I'm speaking to you right now, my page on social media platforms just dropped down to zero, and then it came back to the people that are watching me right now. Okay, there's censorship going on all day long. And I'm going to keep telling you this, no matter if it sounds like little boy crying wolf or not. It matters not. I'm telling you that this is not aimed at Bradley Dean alone. It is aimed at you. They don't want any opposition. They don't want anybody showing you the things that I'm showing you. But again, we're not asking the devil for permission. Bruce Willis. So what I did is, after Tim, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, he told me that it was satire. I thought, whoa, you got some sick folks out there. And then what I did is I went and looked up online this aphasia that Bruce Willis got. He has aphasia, it's called. And then I thought, right away, I want to see if Bruce Willis promoted the shot. Okay? Well, guess what, friends? Bruce Willis didn't get one shot. He got two shots. And 7 days after he took his second booster shot, he mysteriously gets this aphasia. Okay? And just like I showed you the other day with Aaron Carter, remember how the mainstream media told you that Aaron Carter did not die from the vaccine? And they said that he didn't take the vaccine? Remember I showed you the video of Aaron Carter talking about how him and his fiance, he was going to take one and his girlfriend was going to take two? Right on film. I played the audio video for you. There's no denying that. That's why I show you that. It comes from them, not me. They're doing the same thing with Bruce Willis. What are they doing? They're trying to say, no, Bruce Willis didn't get aphasia from COVID-19 vaccine. Well, then where did he get it from? Okay, now this is what I'm talking about as far as the American people being laughed at. Those that are listening to me on a global basis, you're being laughed at on a major scale. I want you to watch this, and I want you to listen to other show hosts as frustrated as I am concerning how they're trying to suppress this information in hopes that you're as stupid as they want you to be. I didn't say it. They did. You ready for this?
Which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccines.
This is brand new.
Baffled by increase in sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, are they that stupid, or are they...
Look at the people dropping over dead. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com.
All these dead, young, and middle-aged people over here with all these
all brand new
vaccinations over there. What? They must know, surely.
Yes, I don't think that they're stupid. I think that they think we are stupid.
Exactly.
And, I mean, they're kind of right. I mean, sudden adult death syndrome, really? This is basically the new one. We had a couple of months ago, right, when it was Christmas, they said, oh, there are a lot of people dying from heart attacks, and it might be because of the Christmas trees.
Have you ever seen anything like this, folks? Never.
Oh, it's climate change that now causes all of these heart attacks. Mm. I've seen post-pandemic stress disorder is causing heart attacks. They think we're laughing at us. They think that we're stupid. And, you know, the thing is, I understand that a lot of people have trouble saying these things because, as you said, they will come after you when you try and uncover the truth. And also, it's very hard to speak out about the truth and say, hey, maybe we should call a spade here, and 2 + 2 = 4, and the only thing that changed in the past couple of months is the fact that everyone took this vaccine. You can't say that because there are no real studies for these correlations. You know, we just have suddenly all these extra deaths. And we have no idea why, but we do know that it's not the vaccine. That's the one thing that they can tell you.
Every time. Watch this, folks.
And yet, despite the fact that we know...
And these are the criminals that the American people tolerate.
...the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
Yeah, people just falling over dead. Never seen anything like it before, folks, ever. And they don't know what it is, folks. We know what it is. We know exactly what it is. And the perpetrators push the narrative. Look at these, even kids swallowing their tongues. It's sad. I mean, it kicks my heart in half. This is what happens when you forsake the Lord, folks, and you don't listen. And then some people just walking right by people. Some people are just dead on the streets from them. Incredible. One guy's beating his head up against the ground. He's surging, and there's blood all around his head. There to help him. They're just filming him. Oh my gosh. And the people on a global basis sit down and take this. He's fallen dead walking across the street. Teacher falls down dead. Begins to gyrate. Another guy on a train, another guy in the street, a kid in the street. This is all the information they mean to censor, friends. That's why you need to take these videos and you need to share them and get busy so we can win the day here. And hold these criminals accountable for their crimes. Nobody can deny what we're seeing. Year-old boy. He was double jabbed. Others just falling on the ground. A lot of them are just their life is just bleeding out of them, for a better way of saying it. And it's incredible. This video goes on for another 30 minutes, 37 minutes, folks. Just highlight it, and another little girl just falls over. She doesn't look like she's breathing. It's like they're hemorrhaging. And they're all, you can see a lot of it is the response to the same thing. And you can bet your bottom dollar every single one of these people have had the experimental jabs. And now they're zeroing in on your kids. In California, if your kids don't get a shot.
Is engaged in the largest clinical trial, the largest global vaccination.
I'm just going to try it out, folks.
The rise in billionaires has been, you know, unprecedented during the pandemic. And there's been several sectors where that has been mostly concentrated. And one is, in fact, the pharma sector, because COVID has been one of the most profitable products ever. So that's one.
I don't know what's funny about it, but she apparently thinks that's cute. I'm going to probably do a video on this tomorrow and set it up on sonsoflibertymedia.com for you. But friends, do your best and share these videos. Let people know these people need to be held accountable. Nothing short of it.
Frustrated trying to get business and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.